If you thought today's biggest automotive story couldn't get any more interesting, wait until you hear what happened. And as always, today's episode is brought to you with support from Personamize.ai.
When I first read today's headlines, I honestly didn't expect the story to take this direction. There's a lot to unpack, so let's break it all down.
So grab a coffee, settle in, and let's dive right into today's biggest automotive stories. Did you catch the news about Hyundai, Kia, and Volkswagen making waves with their sponsorship campaigns for the 2026 World Cup?
Absolutely. It's pretty exciting. The World Cup is such a massive platform, and with three major automotive brands stepping up, it's bound to have an impact.
Right? What really caught my attention was the scale of their involvement. Hyundai and Kia have been a part of the World Cup for a while now, but taking it to the next level for the 2026 event is fascinating.
Yes, and they're not just sticking to traditional advertising either. Hyundai is doing something really interesting by focusing on sustainability. They're planning to showcase their eco-friendly models.
That's where things get interesting. By aligning their brand with sustainability during such a high-profile event, they're sending a strong message. It's not just about cars, it's about the future of mobility.
Exactly. And then there's Kia, which is launching a campaign focused on inclusivity and diversity. They want to connect with fans from all around the world. And what better platform than the World Cup to do that?
That's a great point. The World Cup brings together different cultures and communities. So Kia's strategy makes perfect sense. It's more than just promoting vehicles. It's about building a global community around the brand.
And let's not forget Volkswagen. They're aiming to position themselves as a tech-forward brand. They've got plans to showcase their electric vehicles, and they want to highlight their commitment to innovation.
It's interesting how all three brands are utilizing their sponsorships differently. Hyundai focuses on sustainability, Kia on inclusivity, and Volkswagen on technology. They really are targeting different aspects of the consumer's psyche.
And the timing is crucial, especially with the world shifting towards more responsible consumption. This aligns perfectly with changing consumer expectations.
Exactly. The automotive industry is facing pressure to innovate and adapt, and these sponsorships can help these brands strengthen their identities.
So, what do you think the impact will be on their sales? With such visibility, are they likely to see a boost?
It's hard to say definitively, but these sponsorships can certainly enhance brand visibility. If executed well, they could translate into increased brand loyalty and sales, especially among younger consumers who value sustainability and technology.
That makes sense. Plus, the World Cup attracts millions of viewers, which is just an incredible opportunity for exposure. But I wonder, how will they measure success beyond just sales?
That's a good question. Success can be measured in brand engagement, social media interaction, and overall sentiment. They need to create campaigns that resonate emotionally with viewers.
Right. This could also lead to partnerships with local communities, further embedding these brands into the fabric of the event.
Definitely. It's about creating a narrative that connects the brand with the fans. We've seen it before. Brands that engage with their audience on a personal level often see better long-term success.
And let's not overlook the tech aspect. With all the innovations in EVs and connected vehicles, how do you think this new wave of automotive tech will play into their World Cup campaigns?
That's a great angle to explore. Volkswagen, for instance, can leverage their technology to enhance the viewing experience. Imagine interactive apps that provide fans with real-time data on EVs while they watch the matches.
Oh, that would be amazing. It creates a seamless blend of sports and technology. Plus, it gives them a chance to engage viewers beyond just traditional ads.
Absolutely. The integration of technology can transform the entire sponsorship experience, making it more immersive.
So, looking ahead to the future, what do you think is next for these brands post-World Cup?
I think the challenge will be maintaining the momentum. They'll need to build on the excitement generated during the event. For example, if Hyundai successfully showcases their eco-friendly initiatives, they can set themselves up as leaders in that space even after the World Cup ends.
That's a solid strategy. It's crucial to have a long-term vision beyond just the immediate impact of the event.
Exactly. The automotive landscape is evolving rapidly, and these brands must stay ahead with innovative approaches.
Well, it looks like we're in for an exciting World Cup season. I can't wait to see how these campaigns unfold.
Me too. It's going to be a fascinating blend of sports, culture, and automotive innovation. Thanks for the great conversation today, Maya.
Thank you, Alec. Looking forward to our next discussion.